I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care.
I'm alive because he lives.
I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the sun away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world and never end. Because He lives. I can face tomorrow. Because He lives. Every fear is gone. I know He holds my life. My future is set.
Amen. Because He lives.
Amen. Amen. Let my song join the world and never end. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lives.
Amen.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hello, RCC, Judy here. I just have one thing to say. Spirit and the Bride say, come. Come, Lord, we love you. We can't wait to see you. We know you're coming. It's the evil servant that thinks his Lord is delaying. We are not evil servants. We believe in you. We know you're coming, Lord. We know it's now. We're so excited. Jesus, come. Come, Lord. I'm going to play the final countdown. No, I'm going to play Even So Come, and we'll just worship together.
For the Lord, Jesus is coming. God, we wait. You're coming soon. So we wait. We wait for you. God, we wait. You're coming.
Welcome, Pat. Welcome, Carol. Does anyone have anything to share?
Well, hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you
eating?
Are you eating? Munch, munch,
dinner.
Munch. Hey, hello, Rosemary. Hello, Pat. Well, I don't know about
everybody
else.
I have to listen. I can't talk.
You can't talk? Are you okay?
Oh, Mama Pat. Mama Pat is
no,
sick, right, Mama?
Sick. No, I mean, you can hear it. I can't even talk anymore. I'm so sick.
Aww.
I'm gonna...
Did you come down with a cold or something?
My
like
kids
that?
Had cold, so I got it from them. And then Laura bring home gems from work, so, you know. So I'm going to listen. I'll have to listen to you guys. Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm going to do.
I always tell people this. Heat up some water and put a little bit of lemon in hand. And honey,
I know,
and
my granddaughter told me, yeah. Oh, I'll be all right. I just have to let it run its course, you know. I'll be fine. I'm just...
Sorry, Lord, we also look up... We're going to say a little prayer for you, Pat. Lord,
sure.
Lord Jesus, you are the healer of our souls and our bodies. And we expect you, because of your love for us, to put your hand on Pat's body, on her chest and her nasal area, and blow that cold out of her and give her newness of life in her mortal body so that you can get all the glory and praise and cheers from all the angels and from your people for healing her completely.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you, Lord, for receiving our requests, our supplications for Pat, and we thank you for doing it.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Very much. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But
and
I'm here in spirit.
The only thing I have to say is that Jesus and our Father God and His Holy Spirit, you know, is just so wonderful. And I can't wait to meet Him face to face.
Yeah.
For us to be gathered together into His presence where there is fullness, and I mean fullness of joy. And, you know, I stopped worrying or concerning myself. I think we all go through these periods. I know I do, where I don't worry about anything, and suddenly I'm worried about something, and then I'm not worried, and then I'm right now I'm not worried about anything, and I pray that you know my faith will continue to grow strong and believe that Jesus is taking care of everything and I don't need to be concerned and not worry about it. And you know, I have been in a deeper and higher realm, I guess, if you want to call it that, with the Lord. You know, I've been given a kit and caboodle about the Christmas holidays whatsoever. You know, I mean, I could take them or leave them for all I care because I was so into Him. And I still am, and I think I've just gone into a little deeper. And yes, Sally Rosemary, why don't you call in and tell us about that dream that you had. Share it with us. Because if it seemed much more than usual, sounds to me that was the Lord giving you a dream. And you should share it with us. Don't keep it to yourself. So, okay. Well, then you're going to have to type it in or send us an email and tell us all about it. Okay.
Hi, Rosemary.
Okay, Miss. Yeah, that's right. You can either tell us in chat or you can, there you go. All right, so you were meeting different people who each had insight into the end times, but you did not know them. Okay, continue on. We'll be waiting with abated breath for the next sentence. Because there's got to be more to it than just that. But that's interesting that you wrote that, because it's so true. So many of us get a little piece of the puzzle to the end times, and we just have to put it together. All right. So Rosemary then goes on to say this: we all knew it would be made into a big movie for all to see. And what did I just say? Each of us have a piece of the puzzle to the end times that we're in. And when we put all the pieces together, it's a big movie for all to see. Well, how about that? That's what the Holy Spirit just led me to say, to interpret what that dream meant. And I think that's pretty cool. Very cool. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, yeah, we're here. Where's everybody?
Well, that's what I got. That's what I got from it.
Okay.
Now, Rojo continues to add that she remembers the feeling she had, which was what made the dream very different, because it was like God was orchestrating it, and we are finally understood. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. The pieces are coming. The pieces of the puzzle is almost fitly framed together now. And we're gaining more and more understanding, and that's what I experienced these last few days, is a lot of understanding as I read most of the book of Acts, starting from chapter 18 until the very end, and wow, what insight. I received. It doesn't have to be detailed, Rosemary. That's what the Lord gave you, and if that's what He gave you, we're all good. You have nothing to be sorry about, because that was an awesome dream that you had, and that is so true. You know, we're I've been reading the word for myself, and as I'm reading it, the Lord is giving me more insight, and it's like, wow, this is awesome, because that we cannot understand the word of God without the Holy Spirit anointing our eyes and our ears and our heart to understand what is written. And as I was reading much of what I've read already, you know, I've read before, it was like, wow, so refreshing. Just like, I just felt like I was being splashed with living water, and I was just, wow. And then as I'm reading, I'm also studying, you know, different things, and I go to different commentaries, either on YouTube or different websites, And, you know, and the Holy Spirit helps me put the pieces of the puzzle together. And so this is what the, and so what you said, Rose, what you said about your dream was so, and made an impact on me and to everyone, because God orchestrated that dream for you to, you know, for you to meet different people, you know, in the dream who had insight into the end times, mm-hmm. and you did not know them. And that just reminds me of what we're doing. You know, we're fellowshipping with each other. We're going to different YouTubes and different websites, you know, and everyone is sharing a little piece of the puzzle that God is giving them, giving us, into these last moments that we're living in. And God is orchestrating that. And at the end of the day, we're all going to understand. And we're all getting there. And the fact that you did not know anyone in the dream, that they're all strangers, it just goes to, you know, that also, it connects with, at least it connects with me, because, you know, I don't know any of these people on YouTube, but I'm getting a lot of help from them. I see them, but they don't see us, you know, and they're sharing what the Holy Spirit is giving them, and so much of what the Holy Spirit is giving them is registering with us, you know. So, yeah, yes, you know, what Satan means for evil, God turns to good, because there's so much evil in the internet, but we're not using it for evil. We're using it for the good. We're using it to glorify the Lord and to bless one another and to encourage each other, you know, and to stand firm in the faith. And that, you know, so many of us don't have anybody but the internet, you know, the YouTube people or websites where we get real food, real fellowship, real, you know, real insight and understanding. You're not going to get that in, you know, in the quote-unquote organized church. We don't get any food there. You know, you don't even get milk anymore. It's just a man-made business, and those people all they care about, you know, is their tithes and offerings, so that they can make money, not just even to support themselves, but look how many of them live in these lavish houses or mansions. And big old cars, and you know, what does the word say? There, Jesus tells the story that there's going to be people that are going to be knocking, you know, on the door, and saying, "Lord, Lord, let me in," and he's like, "No," and they're going to be saying, "But did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not cast out demons in your name?" Now, mind you, this name is that they cast out demons from, that they cast out demons out of, that, you know, that they prophesied in, is the name of Jesus Christ. Because, you know, you're not going to prophesy. For one thing, they're talking to the King of Kings. They're not talking to Allah. They're not talking to Buddha. They're not talking to, you know, Confucius. They're talking to the King of Kings. And they're saying, "But Lord, didn't I do this in your name?" And he says to them, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." you know, that's pretty scary because these people are workers of iniquity that are on the pulpit. These people that are on the pulpit are workers of iniquity. And that's what the Lord calls them. So, you know, so many of us have already left the organized church. And I ain't going back to it. And I know I have, when we read the scriptures, there is no Catholic church, no Baptist church, Presbyterian church, no Lutheran church, you know, no church on the corner, no Cornerstone, no Lakewood, you know, no Church of God, Church of Christ. There's nothing. It's never mentioned. The church is the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, the true believers. That is who the church is. When Paul wrote to the Romans, to the Corinthians, to the Galatians, to the Ephesians, to the Philippians, to the Thessalonians, he addressed the church that was hanging out in homes, you know, there was no church building that they were in. He wrote a letter to people, and they passed that letter around, and they fellowshipped among themselves. There was no organized church. You don't hear them reading about, you don't hear them collecting money. Yeah, that they helped each other. You read that, but there's no such thing as tithes there may be offerings, but it's not the way it's purported today. There's no such thing. If salvation is a gift, why do we have to pay for everything else that the Lord gives us? It doesn't make sense. And that's a lie. Those are lies. And so those are workers of iniquity that say to you, if you don't tithe, you know, you are stealing from God and God is going to punish you. He's not going to bless you because you're stealing. That is a work of iniquity. And that's very dangerous. So we should be thanking not only the Lord for delivering us, but we should be rejoicing for what He has given us, because you know we're very special that more and more people are coming out, you know, of that organized church. Because when we reach in heaven, we're not going to be worshiping the Lord in a building. We're not going to be in pews. You know, we're not going to walk into His presence with our hands, you know, folded, even with our hands raised up, praising Him. We don't know how it's going to be, but it ain't going to be in a religious fashion in any way, shape, or form. It's not ritualistic whatsoever. And so, you know, that's just some of the things the Lord really impressed on me these last few days. You know, I just have been getting so much out of reading and studying and praying and worshiping the Lord, thanking Him, and I tell you, we're like Enoch. We're like Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him. So all we have to do is just continue walking with the Lord, listening to His voice, following, you know, His instructions, and we are in good shape. And in the blink of an eye, we're going to depart. In the blink of an eye, and nobody, you know, and everything that is happening, everything that is happening right now is nothing to sneeze about. And just because we're still here does not mean that we're not leaving anytime soon. There's a lot of people, you know, that just want to leave because, you know, they're tired. They're tired of this world. But see, the difference between them and us is we're seeking Him no matter what. You know, we're seeking Him not just to the things that are about to come to pass, but we're seeking Him because we're in an intimate relationship. We have that intimate relationship with Him. And when Jesus told those people, you know, depart from me, I never knew you. Well, what he was saying to them is he never had an intimate relationship with them. So they cast out demons in his name because the Lord doesn't go back on his word. They prophesied in his name because God can use anybody. He used a donkey in more ways than one, right? He spoke through a donkey. He can use anybody to get his word out. But that doesn't mean that they have everybody has an intimate relationship with him. So these people cast out demons in the Lord's name, in the name of Jesus, and they prophesied in the name of Jesus, but they did not have an intimate relationship with him. And see, remember Mary, when the angel Gabriel told Mary that she was going to be with child by the Holy Spirit, the word says she never knew, she did not know Joseph, her spouse, husband. And she's like, how can I be pregnant? I have not known my husband. She did not know Joseph. Well, what does that mean? No, it's the same word that is used, that Jesus uses, that intimate sexual, you know, I mean, intimate relationship. You know, she never knew him. Adam and Eve, when they conceived, knew each other. That's what that word means. So they never had an intimate relationship with the Lord, and the Lord didn't have an intimate relationship with them. And that's the difference between us and them. So be encouraged. We're leaving, and we're walking like Enoch, who was not, because God translated him. God took him. And that's where we are right now. So, hey, you know, any day now, any moment now, could be tonight. So that's all I had to share.
Amen.
Thank you, Carol, for sharing. The show's over. Rosemary can't hear us. Jerry said it for 1 hour. Spirit and the bride say, come.
Come, Jesus, come.
I love you guys. See you soon.
You
want to
hear?
In the air.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, guys.